Now, the neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about how to select heifers for your mama cow herd. Back on that in just a moment.
While other manufacturers are scrambling to adopt SCR technology to meet emission standards, Case IH is in the field, maximizing productivity and setting records for fuel efficiency. We're leading the way with over 10,000 SCR tractors already at work. It's proven efficient power you can find on all our high horsepower equipment, including combines and sprayers. And right now, get great offers when you pre-order 2013 models. To learn more, visit your local Case IH dealer or caseihdeals.com.
No matter where you live, in a city or a small town, a townhouse or a farmhouse, your life is your life. That's why Farm Bureau insures the things you work hard for. With offices in all 77 Oklahoma counties, we're an Oklahoma company and always nearby. Visit us online or stop by your local Oklahoma Farm Bureau office. With more options than ever, we're the same Farm Bureau you've always trusted. Now, even better.
Even in the face of the last couple of summers and drought of 2011 and of 2012 now, cow-calf producers still interested in improving their genetics. You do that by inserting some new females, new heifers, into your mama cow herd. In some cases, it may be a one-for-one swap. In some cases, you might even want to add a few more females to the herd. Cow-calf specialist Bob Weber talks with us today about what he thinks should be highlighted as far as evaluation points are concerned when trying to look at replacements for your mama cow herd.
If you have an opportunity to pick replacement heifers from cows that have been in your environment under your management for a period of time, that makes some sense. We think of fertility typically as a lowly heritable trait, which it is, but that doesn't mean it has a heritability of zero. And so in light of many commercial operations don't have EPDs for fertility traits, selecting those heifers from cows that have been successful reproductively in your program makes a lot of sense. It says those cows fit your management and your environment, and so keeping heifers out of that group, I think, makes a lot of intuitive sense.
And Dr. Weber says you may want to stay away from those heifers that are a little too fleshy or a little too skinny, because they're going to end up giving you high maintenance and production cost.
So heifers maybe that are extremely fleshy relative to their peers or very thin relative to their peers are likely ones you may not want to keep. And I say that because the very fleshy ones may be evident of a cow that's a very high lactation potential cow in your operation. Temperament or docility, I think, is always one that producers need to keep an eye on. It really helps when the animals are more docile to start with. So keeping an eye on temperaments of females as you make a selection decision can be really key.
With high forage and feed grain costs, Dr. Weber says it's important that you select heifers with a moderate growth and performance level to lower your maintenance cost.
The last point is picking heifers that are sort of from the middle of your calf crop in terms of growth potential. We have a tendency to pick the biggest, fleshiest, nicest looking set of heifers in the pen. Problem with that is over time that contributes to making much larger cows. If your goal is to start minimizing or decreasing supplemental feedstuffs to your cows, thinking about picking heifers from sort of more moderate levels of growth and performance to fit that environment makes a lot of sense. The best way to pick those females then is to actually collect weaning weights on each of those individual replacement heifers. And then if you have birth date data available on those heifers, actually go back and compute adjusted 205-day weights. What we know is if a producer, say, has a 90-day calving season, there can easily be 200 pounds difference in the weights of heifer calves born in that operation just due to age born at the beginning or the end of the calving season. So correcting that bias out of the decision is really important.
Great ideas on heifer selection with Dr. Bob Weber. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Star Lake Cattle Ranch, Scioto, Oklahoma is hosting their last sale. At 10:30 a.m. Friday, October 19th and Saturday, October 20th, the cattle, embryos, recipients, semen, and equipment owned by the ranch will go up for auction. If you can't attend in person, the sale will be broadcast Saturday on RFD-TV. Both Friday and Saturday auctions will be on the Internet through Superior Productions and Live Auctions. For more information, contact the ranch at 918-396-4322 or go online at starlakeherfords.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.